Blog Talk Radio.
Yah, you have been favorable to your land. You have brought back the captives of captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity, those are sins, of your people. You have covered all their sin. Amen. You have taken away all their wrath. Excuse me. You have taken away all your wrath. And wrath just means anger. You have turned from the fierceness of your anger. Restore us, O God, of our salvation. And salvation is deliverance and redemption. And cause your anger toward us to cease. You know, cease means to stop, end, or it's finished. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong? Prolong just means lengthen or extend your anger to all generations. Will you not revive? Revive means to restore us again, that your people may rejoice in you. Show us your mercy, O Yah, and grant us your salvation. Amen. I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Folly is foolishness. Your old ways of doing things. If you're not drinking, if you were drinking, you stop. Don't turn back. That's folly. If you are in the gay movement, then you stop. Don't turn back, because that's foolishness. Verse 9, surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. And salvation, again, just means deliverance and redemption. That glory may dwell in your land. Mercy, that's one, and truth, that's two, have met together. Righteousness, that's three, and peace, that's four, have kissed each other. Truth, that's five, shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, Yah will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and shall make his footsteps our pathway. Amen. I have read to you Psalms 85 in its entirety, a prayer that Yah will restore favor to the land. See, let's have a word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Our Father, God, we now sheep come in prayer, praising you and thanking you for loving us, no matter what people do or say to us, for sending your Son and prophets to tell us how to get into your kingdom. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, as well as all disasters. And I thank you as well for keeping natural disasters away from all parts of the United States of America where my people are. We sheep come thanking you, our Father God, for sane, sound mind, excellent health, courage, boldness, peace, joy and happiness, love, family, prosperity in all things, but most of all, Heavenly Father, we thank you for restoration, restoring us, awakening our minds up from this deep sleep into your truth about who we lost sheep are in you. In your Son's name, I pray that prayer. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Thank you for listening to this show by Blog Talk Radio. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Your only day to rest and to keep holy. Sabbath starts Friday evening sundown, or Saturday, and it ends Saturday evening or sundown. You will find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. I want you to have your New King James Version of the Bible or any version of the Bible. Some Bibles speak a little differently from others. Also, have your pen, pencil, paper, notebooks, tablets. I want you to take notes. Before you follow me into the book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 12, I want to read to you a couple of chapters that I have rediscovered. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. Let's turn Matthew 15, verse 24. It says, but he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And I proclaim this day that we black folk in the United States of America that were enslaved are his lost sheep. And we read what it says. Now, I want you to know that there was, when the Tower of Babel was built, one of Abraham's great-great-grandsons of Noah left. He did not, his people, his clan did not help build the Tower of Babel. His name was Eber, that's spelled E-B-E-R, and that's where the Hebrew name come from. Hebrew's name means the sons of Eber. You can look that up, and I think it's called Wikipedia. And it tells you that the Hebrew language is of Middle Eastern African languages. That's what the Hebrew comes from. And the other Bible verse that I want to share with you is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, let's see, and verses 1 through 3. Jeremiah, chapter 10, verses 1, 2, 3. Chapter 1, verse 10 of Jeremiah. Hear the word which Yah speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says Yah, do not learn the ways of the Gentile. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the Gentiles are dismayed by them, for their customs of the people are futile. That means it's worthless. For one cuts a tree from the forest and works of the works of his hand of the axeman. Let me read that again. The works of his hands of the workmen with the axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammers and nails so that it will not topple. I want you all to understand what my understanding is this, of that. That is talking about Christmas. They get a tree from the woods and they they decorate it with silver and gold. See, this is something that we are not to do. That's what the Gentiles do. Or if you read further down in my other Bible, it says that's what the heathen do. So now that we know that we should not participate with Christmas, don't do it, see. Now I want to turn, let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 12, and read, the ancient plan to redeem Israel, verse 12. Oh, Isaiah chapter 48. Listen to me, O Jacob, and Israel, my call. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. Indeed, my hand has laid the foundation. And foundation is the base of a building or the starting point of the earth. And my right hand has stretched out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand up together. And I said, heavens, H-E-A-V-E-N-S. And when he says, when he called, they stand up together. He's talking about there's more than one heaven. Verse 14, and of you, assemble. Assemble means to meet or gather together. Assemble yourselves and hear. Whom among these has declared these things? Yah loves him. He does do, let me read that again. He shall do pledges on Babylon. Let me read that again. I pray that I read it correctly. Sorry, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 14. All of you, assemble yourselves and hear. Who among them has declared these things? Yah loves him. He shall do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be against the Chaldeans. I have spoken. Yes, I have called him. I have brought him, and his way will prosper. Come near to hear. Hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, I was there. And now, the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. Thus says Yah, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am Yah, your God. Or how I would say, I am Elohim, your God, who tells you to profit, who lays you, who leads you by the way you should go. Oh, that you should be, I don't know what's wrong with me. Let me read verse 18 again. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments. Heeded means to pay attention to my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your descendants also would have been like the sands, the offspring of your body like the grains of sand. His name would not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me. Verse 20, go forth from Babylon, flee from the Chaldees with a voice of singing. Declare, proclaim this, utter it even to the ends of the earth, says Yah. Say Yah has redeemed his servant Jacob, and they did not thirst when he led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow from the rocks for them. He also split the rock, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, says Yah, for the wicked. Oops. See, we have finished reading chapter 48. Let's start reading 49. The servant, the light of the Gentiles. 49 verse 1. Listen, O coastland. You can also say, listen, O island, to me, and take heed. Again, take heed means to pay attention. You people from afar, Yah has called me from the womb, from the matrix. Matrix, that's like the origination or the birth of my mother. He has made mention of my name, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. A polished shaft, another word for that is an arrow or a spear. In his quivers, he has hidden me. Like an arrow has little feathers at the end. Those are like quivers. You can consider those to be quivers. Verse 3, and he said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Glorified means to be honored. Then I said, have I labored in vain? And vain means pointless, useless, or nothingness, if that's a word, nothingness. I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain. Yet, surely, my just reward is with Yah, and my work with my God. And now, Yah says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel is gathered to him, for I shall be glorious in the eyes of God. And my God shall be my strength. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to rise up the tribe of Jacob and to restore the preserved. Preserved means to be kept or maintained or perfect. Let me read that again. To raise up, I said rise early, to raise up the tribe of Jacob and restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Again, salvation means deliverance or redemption. Verse 7 of chapter 49 of Isaiah reads, thus says Yah, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to him whom man despises, despise means to dislike, to him whom the nation abhors, they hate. And you know the nations of the world hate black people or people of my color, especially in the United States of America. Look at how they mistreat the president, in my view. And I'm talking about President Obama. Can't get anything too much. Well, he has gotten a lot of things done in Congress while he's there. But so many people just hate him for no reason at all, other than just to hate that he is president over them. Let's keep reading verse 7. To the servants of rulers, kings shall see and arise. Princes also shall worship because of Yah, who is Holy One of Israel, and he has chosen you. Thus says Yah, in the acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you a covenant to the people to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritage. And heritage is something that's passed down to you or your inheritance. Verse 9, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth. And remember, us African, some of us black folk were brought here as prisoners on slave ships to the United States of America to work this land. And that was in 1619, and we were to work it, be here for 400 years. So I'm looking forward to 2019, we should leave from this country. And you should find that in the book of Genesis. I want you to read this for yourselves so you'll know that I'm telling you what is written. I have not written it. The book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 13. And it tells, this is when God says to Abram, know certainly that your descendants shall be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. So our 400 years are almost over. I remember when I was a young woman, I was in the college level where they taught me in my history class that 1619 Africans were brought to Jamestown. So our time is almost up. Those 400 years, they're almost up. And let me tell you what else will happen after those 400 years. It says in verse 14, we're reading Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. I'm going to read 14 now. And also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. So America, you're being judged. Get ready. Afterwards, they shall come out with great possessions. So our Father God has not forgotten us. We're going to come out with great possessions. Let me read starting at verse 8 again. Thus says Yah, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation have helped you. I will preserve. Preserve means keep you. So our day of salvation, I think, is coming around 2019. I will keep you. It says I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to my people to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritage, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth. To those who are in darkness, and we are black folk in America, we're in darkness because we do not know who we are. But I tell you, we are the lost sheep that Jesus is talking about. To those who are in darkness, show yourselves. Come on out from underneath that rock, sheep. They shall feed along the roads, and their pastures shall be on all desolate heights. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to stop here at verse 10. We're going to have to come back at verse 10. I just looked at, well, no, let's read 10 to 13, and then that's where I'll stop. They shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them. And when he says sun, S-U-N, he's talking about heat stroke. We're still in verse 10. For he who has mercy on them will lead them by the springs of the water. He will guide them. I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highways shall be elevated. Elevated means rise up. Surely these shall come from afar. Look, those from the north and the west, and those from the land of Sinim. It's spelled S-I-N-I-M, and that's the Oriental region. Sing, O heaven, be heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for Yah has comforted his people, will have mercy on his afflicted. This afflicted. Afflicted means burden or oppressed people. And certainly you people across the world know that, and take it from me, I am a black woman in the United States of America. I am oppressed. We have been afflicted and we are oppressed. Let's have a closing word of prayer, sheep. Our Father in heaven, thank you for keeping the wicked one, the evil one, away from us. In your son's name, I pray this prayer. Remember, sheep, I want you to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald J. Eadie, one of the great doctors over at DMC, Detroit Medical Center. And I want you to always take our Father God, our Heavenly Father God, along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I'll be back next week. Jesus is love.
got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.